Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 54, The Seven Bowls of God's Wrath, Revelation 16, verses 1 through 9. I would suggest, as I've suggested before, that you read my written commentary on Revelation because it is much more detailed than this audio commentary. We're now into the second half of the Great Tribulation. Some people actually call the second half the Great Tribulation and all of the 7 years the Tribulation. Whatever the case, we have seven bowls of God's wrath being poured out. Those who would like to symbolize these seven bowls of wrath or allegorize them away should understand then they need to do the same thing when it comes to the plagues God sent to Egypt in Pharaoh's, in Moses' day, because basically you will see a great similarity between these seven bowls of wrath that you see in the book of Exodus when God poured his wrath out on Egypt. These are literal bowls of wrath being poured out on the earth, many of which are ecological in nature, which begs the question, are these just sort of supernatural events that God snaps his finger and happens, or is he working behind the scenes and creation, nature itself, turns into these bowls of wrath? It's hard for me to know the right answer to that. We have climate change taking place on earth now. I believe that God is behind climate change. Anyway, verse 1, then I heard a loud voice, again, always loud voices in heaven, from the temple, saying to the seven angels, go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth. The visions, scenery right here, we're in heaven, we're in the temple, but the vision is about the earth. Verse 2, the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the land, and ugly and painful sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The saints who are left on earth will not be bothered by this plague, only those who have worshipped the beast, the Antichrist. The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood, like that of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. Every living creature in the sea died. Is this some supernatural event where God just suddenly causes this tragedy to happen, like the sores in the last plague? Maybe, or maybe not. Maybe it's just God working behind the scenes in his creation. Verse 4, the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. Then I heard the angel in charge of the waters say, you are just in these judgments, you who are and who were the Holy One. The point here is that many people on earth in this day, and they know they are being judged by God, I believe, they would say, this is not just. God is not just. But if you understand how wicked we are, even as Christians, Jeremiah 17:9, we are so wicked that we don't even know how wicked we are. If you understand that, God is just in his actions, as severe as they are in the last half of the tribulation. Because you have so judged, for they have shed the blood of your saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink as they deserve. Part of the reason for this judgment is because the world has shed the blood of the saints and the martyrs throughout history. Verse 7, and I heard the altar respond, and I would say those under the altar, as in Revelation 6:9-11. Yes, Lord, these people say, God Almighty, true and just are your judgments. Finally, the saints of Revelation 6, their blood is avenged, and their request for vengeance and justice is now being met by their God. Verse 8, the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. That is ultimate climate change when it comes to the heat of the sun. Verse 9, they were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God. They know, man knows who is punishing them, and they curse God in the midst of these acts of wrath. So they cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues, but they refused to repent and glorify him.